B7 Lima Golf November, B7 Lima Golf Tango. Good morning, Andrew. Oh, good afternoon.
Just about evening there, Larry. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. We survived Christmas. I'm heading for New Year's now. And gotta start making more time for myself. Like I said, I just sort of put in my availability that I'm only available 3 weeks, 3 days a week, so we'll see how that goes. sometimes I wonder, I think sometimes to get away from that a bit, I might have to make a total complete break from the location.
Well, if they don't want you to... If they don't want to accept you for what you have, right? I mean, you know, as you get older, you don't want to work as much, so maybe they should just, you know, give you your days and let it be whatever. But alas, the big triangle is going to do what the big triangle wants to do.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, the big triangle. Sometimes during Christmas right now, I always felt like I was working for the Bay with all the Hudson's Bay signs and everything around the store.
Did they buy a whole bunch of the brands?
They bought Canadian Tire now owns the Hudson's Bay name, the coat of arms and the stripes and a whole pile of their brands. Yeah, they've... Canadian Tire now is the Bay.
Is Canadian Tire still Canadian owned?
Yep, and each store, well, when it comes to the stores, the Canadian Tire stores themselves, each stores are individually owned.
Oh, they're like a franchise. Okay, I didn't know that. But I know, like, some companies like Tim Hortons aren't even Canadian anymore. They're owned by multinational conglomerates and stuff, so I wasn't sure if Can Tire belonged in that regard or not. But, hey, at least the Bay went to a Canadian company.
Yeah, well, this is what I hate about Christmas. Oh, you're going to have to... I'm just looking for a parking spot. Oh, there's somebody up the street here. This is what I gotta love Christmas time around Clayton Heights.
I just give me 2 seconds. I just had to walk on the dog and had to do the necessary here. So, yeah, I know we're just out at out in White Rock, but we went to Walmart and it actually wasn't that busy, surprisingly enough, for the day after Boxing Day. But I'm not going to complain. It was you won't get me Boxing Day shopping again. I went once when I was in my 20s and I won't do it again. It was just so many people.
Yeah, well, back then, the Boxing Day specials were awesome. You know, like the old A&B Founders and everything, like when they had Boxing Day sales, you know, they had some really, really good deals. They were clearing out their old stock and, you know, letting them go for, you know, stock. And we let all our display trees and everything go for a really good price. And yesterday morning, and within an hour and a half, we were pulling them down, wrapping them and everything like that, and they were just going out the door like nothing. We cleared them all out within a... We had a whole pile. They cleared out within an hour and a half, probably.
These days, it doesn't matter whether it's Black Friday or Boxing Day or any of those. It's all like, oh, yeah, great deal. $50. Marked down for me from... $30.
Yeah, yeah, that's about it. carry it on too much now. It's you're like, oh, the week before Boxing Day, 2 weeks before Boxing Day sale. You know, just have, you know, go back to where you had boxing detail. You had deals that were good enough to have lineups at the front door, and make it an event. It's just, you know, Boxing Day in July now. You know, the brick is so good for those types of things. You know, it's like, Christmas in July. No. It really gets overplayed. If I was going to have a store and I was going to have a Boxing Day sale, I would make a Boxing Day sale one day specials. And if you want to line up for them, you got them.
Yeah, Boxing Week Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all those other things. But I mean, I guess what they're trying to do, maybe with the week long stuff, other than make a crap ton of money, maybe it's just trying to not have the giant pile ups and people literal door crashing and throwing people into wall displays, trying to get at the crappy TV seconds from name brands that only exist on sale days and that kind of crap.
Years ago, this was before my wife passed away, we used to have what was called Midnight Madness. It was a lot of fun, actually, but you saw the craze. We ended up closing them because there was one, something happened back in Ontario and somebody got severely injured or something like that, so they decided to stop it. But you'd be bringing out you'd have the spot, the hourly specials, and they'd be advertised in the flyer, and like a frying pan, an expensive, $100 frying pan for $29, something like that. I remember one time, he's pulling the cage out of the warehouse, and people are just piling on him, and he's just screaming at them to get out of his way, get off. But it used to be a lot of fun, actually, the Midnight Madness sales. It's just not the same anymore.
It makes me remember how much I don't miss retail.
Victor Echo 7, Lima Golf November. This is Victor Echo 7, Golf Papa Romeo. Happy New Year there, Andrew.
Gary! Victor Echo 7, GPR, VA7, LGN. How are you doing, bud?
Oh, not too bad. I've been out flying with the daughter here. She's got two and a half hours of flying today in. So, great weather. Cold as all heck, but we'll take it.
Are you up right now?
Oh, no, negative. We're just leaving. I've got to drop her off at her in-law's place for dinner. So we just finished up.
Oh, I got you. Roger, roger. Well, there was some excitement on the way home from the OTC for me today. I was on 60th, heading towards King George. I was two cars away from the intersection at a stoplight, and there was a big, huge car crash right in front of me, and I got out to make sure everybody was okay, and sure enough, there was nobody else stopped. One woman did come out of her house and offered, water, and she had called the called 911 and stuff, but one lady got hurt, looked like she got hurt pretty bad. I mean, not hurt pretty bad, I should say, she looked like she got hurt. I think somebody turned left on a yellow light and somebody was trying to catch the light and they ended up, almost head on.
Good gosh. My gosh. Well, that's the worst thing, is these left turn lights. Well, I think my opinion of left turn lights here in Western Canada. I can't stand them. Any car that pitches up at a left turn light should get the light. I don't care if it's one car or 10 cars, it should get the light, because I find these traffic lights here to be very, very dangerous. Back to you.
Happy New Year, Gary.
I said to you there, Larry. Victor Echo 7, Lima Golf Tango.
Yeah, were you at breakfast this morning?
Roger that, yeah, at A&W.
No, I was in there early. I had to start, but I've got negotiations for what I'm going to be working in a couple of weeks. I'm going to, you know, I've sort of put in for things. I put in that I want Saturdays off. I'll work Sunday through Tuesday, and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, like I say, if, you know, like I said, there's too much stuff going on Saturdays that I miss, and I don't really want to work Saturdays.
I got you there. Hey, Andrew and Larry, how's my signal? I'm out at, you know, specifically I'm looking to see if I've negated some of the noise from my solenoids on my fuel injection. How's my signal sounding in?
Gary, I'll be maybe over-deviated a little bit, but or maybe your mic gain's up too high, but I don't hear any other, like, engine noise on there.
I was going to say the same thing. It almost sounds like you're over-deviating or the mic gain's up a little loud. You're a little bit, fuzzy on the edges.
Well, I've always been a bit fuzzy around the edges. No, I've got my mic too close to me. I'm talking a bit loud. That's just me. But good. I got rid of the noise. That was Brad's suggestion, is to shield the wires going to my battery connections off the radio. And I put a braided cable over the power and ground wires. That goes straight to my radio. So this is a good thing.
What happened that time, Gary, but there seems to be somebody doubling with you.
Yeah, you had it on yours last time, too. Larry, there's just something on the repeater, I think.
Anyways, I'm sitting out the front here in the van, the car, with the car running. I got to go get inside the house there. It's been a wild day at work. So we'll say 7:30 you guys, 7:30 Gary. And if I don't talk to you before, maybe I will. Happy New Year, and same thing to you there, Andrew. Happy New Year, and we're going to go inside V7 Lima Golf Range 73.
Happy New Year, Larry.
And Happy New Year to you as well there, Larry and Andrew. I better let you guys go. I've got to carry on driving here. So Victor Echo 7, Golf, Papa Romeo. So Victor Echo, Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf November, and Lima Golf Tango out there as well. Have a great time tonight. Be safe.
Yeah, you too, Gary. Yeah, glad you got some flying in with your daughter there, and you guys have a great night. 7-3, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, VA7LGM.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, monitoring and listening.
V7 Tango Golf, VA7LGN. You hearing anything interesting, or just a bunch of us lads being boring?
No, I'm listening to the QRM, and I'm tracking. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me. I got a cracking thing in my house I haven't set up yet for Johnny.
Oh, it's pretty easy. You get past that first video. It's pretty self-explanatory. I got my video from TAC. He set it all up for me. I have no issues reconnecting. Every time, it's perfect.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, the only thing standing in my way of setting it up right now is the fact that I have other projects on the go. I've got some recordings to make for the basic ham course coming up at the end of January.
Oh, so you got your work cut out for you. Yeah. And once you get the cracking up and going, and the simple video instructions, or at least what TAC gave me, but only half, because I knew half of it already. I know all the way up to the IP, and then having it, it was the rest of it getting it set up for the cell phone so I could see where the signal was coming from exactly. And boy, is it fast.
Oh, that's very cool. Speaking of QRM, I walked up to my house and all of a sudden I had QRM. Must be the Christmas lights. Anyways, I'm going to go put the dog inside and get on my other radio, so I will talk to you later, James, VA7LGN.
Talk to you later. Andrew, you have a good evening and a good day. 73 Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, monitored.